heating troubles all gone.
For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
The Arquette Show here on Utah's Talk Radio, 105.9 KNRS. Listen and you'll know. Thanks for joining us. Don't forget our Listen Back Friday segment's coming your way, starting at the bottom of the hour. And Dave Ramsey will be with you starting at 7 o'clock tonight. We were just speaking with David Nather, managing editor, about Axios and how the Democrats are putting this whole impeachment charade into one basket in their effort to bring down Donald Trump. And the whole idea behind David's article was, if he's impeached, but what happens if he is reelected? Imagine a world, another 4 years with Donald Trump as president of the United States. For many people, I think it could be a very good world. And joining us on our newsmaker line to talk about it is Edward Ring, senior fellow at the Center for American Greatness, co-founder as well of the California Policy Institute. Edward, thanks for joining us tonight. What do you think Donald Trump's chances are right now of being reelected in 2020?
I think he's got a real good chance. There's a lot of people emerging, and you don't read about it or see any of this, but there are people emerging in the communities that are supposedly so against Donald Trump who are speaking up. And, you know, you go to YouTube and you find somebody with, you know, 40 million views who is an African-American conservative, for example, and there are people like that just rising up all over the country.
You write, and I found this line in your story very interesting, Edward, where you write, the first thing to understand is that Trump's policy have a coherence that is denied by the left, not sufficiently acknowledged by the right. Explain that a little bit, if you would.
Well, I really believe that, because people focus so much on Trump's tweets and his, you know, combativeness. You can hardly blame him for that. But if you look at the policies, which, again, don't get reported on across the board, it's designed to create opportunities. It's designed to grow the economy. It's designed to make us more secure as a nation and more able to set an example to the rest of the world. And it demolishes two pieties of the left, the identity politics and the climate change alarm. And those two premises of the left they're so non-negotiable by the left that they tend to silence anyone who doesn't want to just take on those very daunting challenges of trying to explain why maybe it's not true. Maybe identity politics is corrosive to society. Maybe rewarding individual initiative is the only way to have a fair society with equal opportunity. And maybe being realistic about our energy future instead of these impossible schemes that are being promoted by the left is the only practical way to go forward. And if you look at Trump's policies, everything he's doing is consistent with challenging those two pieties.
And how has the left responded to those two pieties, do you think, Edward?
Well, it's the foundation of their power. They're able to reach out to, for example, all of the non-white and, I guess, non-male communities in the country and try to seduce them with these stories of victimization and disadvantage. And it's a very nihilistic, dark, negative way to look at everything. But it's difficult to resist something like that if you're down on your luck or if you don't feel like you've had enough opportunities. When somebody comes in and says, that's not your fault, that's not your responsibility, it's society's fault, it's the fault of the white oppressive patriarchy or whatever, it's tempting to think that that might be true. And there's also a practical side to that. Why not take free things from the government? Why not be the beneficiary of preferences based on race or gender? So it's a very seductive but very unhealthy tactic, but it works. And on the climate change side, they're taking advantage of primal fear. You know, you're talking about flooding and fires and disasters, cataclysmic disasters. And when you throw that at people all the time, it makes them terrified. What it's doing to the younger generation is, it's almost criminal. It's child abuse. But it's a very effective tactic, again. So these two things have to be debunked. And Trump's doing that in his policies. He's doing that in his speeches at his best. He does that very well. but other people need to also do that.
What if in fact Trump is reelected and the economy continues to grow, continues to remain strong as it is, and there are indications it most likely will? Will his reelection, do you think, Edward, usher in an even longer economic boon, do you think? And how so?
Well, I think it will, and the reason it will is because everything he's doing in terms of improving manufacturing in the United States, making us energy independent. And I think also, and this is a tough one, but he's making difficult decisions in terms of spending priorities with the defense budget. And if you take some of that money we're spending overseas and you go back to making absolutely certain that the United States has a technological supremacy with military technology, then you've got, you know, you might lose some battles, but you'll never lose the war. And we're in a war of containment with China. We're in a Cold War with China. We've been in one, and we've been in denial about that for at least a decade. That's the Cold War of the future. And the only way we're going to win that war is with technological supremacy. And it's the only war that matters, really matters.
Edward, Donald Trump often talks about America first and make America great again, and now it's keep America great. And it seems to me he's always talking to the people who really believe in those traditional values and embracing those traditional values. That's part of his message, is it not? And how does that affect the long-term growth of the country as the country moves forward?
It's the best thing that could ever happen to this country. If you look at what's going on with the homeless crisis, and of course if you look at the entire identity politics, which we talked about, what those things are, and even, well, not even, also the environmentalist movement, all of that is people who are either rootless or they're looking for something to believe in. And if you come back to traditional values, and if you come back to patriotism and faith, all of a sudden, you and family, you have a reason, you have a purpose, and that sort of that is such a healthy thing for culture in any country, and this country needs to get that back.
Edward, final question for you: what is your biggest fear if Trump is not reelected?
Well, you know, the trajectory that we're on is kind of turning the United States into a not a culture or a nation as much as an economic unit. There's a movement to, and I think, you know, there's some virtue to the idea that someday we're not going to have borders and we're not going to have nations, but that's 500 years from now. That's not in the next one or two generations. Humanity's not ready for that. And it's going to create, we're not going to have enough energy because they'll stop developing fossil fuel, and we need that until we've got things like fusion power. So we have to do that in the short run over the next 25 to 50 years. We're not going to have enough energy. We're not going to have a national identity that people believe in. We're going to be fractured and divided. Rising nations like China are going to take advantage of that. It's not a pleasant future if we don't come back to the sorts of values and traditions and policies and the agenda that Donald Trump has pioneered.
Edward Ring, co-founder of the California Policy Institute and a senior fellow at the Center for American Greatness, talking about the future of America with Donald Trump as president. All right, our Listen Back Friday segment is coming your way next.